for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world on HBO pay-per-view. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to
rumble, young man, rumble. Rumble.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the FBI sends 100 agents to Ferguson ahead of the grand jury decision. Now, as of recording time, Kerji was very insightful to pull this topic out. As of recording time, we have no grand jury verdict, but they are staging a whole army. FBI got 100 agents down there. They've activated the National Guard, all kinds of police on duty, you know, people getting their shit boarded up. Because swerving, you know what the verdict is going to be, don't you?
I got 100 caskets for 100 niggas. Well, Rick Ross.
Well,
that's what it's going to be.
This whole shit reeks of conspiracy theory.
The Conspiracy Brothers. Welcome to the Conspiracy Brothers. It's part of the Hip Hop Digest. Go in, my nigga.
Because just look at it. If you're going to send that many people up there, that means you already know what the verdict is.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? You already let niggas know what it's going to be ahead of time.
The verdict ain't even in yet. And they staging an army in Ferguson.
So they can get the handbook ready for further public unrest elsewhere.
Yeah, well,
this will be a test.
Well, what they're doing is saying we're going to lock these niggas down immediately.
Well, B, I've said before, all these niggas out here thinking they own these blocks. They run these blocks. This is my streets. Killing other people, killing other brothers over blocks you don't even fucking own. Because all they do is activate the National Guard, come through your hood, wherever that may be, L.A. or wherever, and shut that shit down.
Yeah.
I bet you won't be popping those shots at them niggas for being in your hood. Because you don't own that shit.
Well,
it's not yours. They can take it over whenever they want.
Well, we just trapping out here, man. We just trying to get this money, man.
And you out here killing niggas over blocks you don't own. That's what I'm saying.
Swerving, your conspiracy brother, is the verdict. Is it a mail-in?
I guess that's the
point I want to get you. Yo, he's getting off, right?
Yeah, he's actually what I read last was that he was negotiating his employment with the police department. Like he's gonna have to be paid something to not be a police officer anymore. So I've also heard stories where he's changed his whole appearance. So come on, yo, what's he doing all that for? What's all that talk for?
Well, I mean, certainly he knows he probably can be an officer, but being found, and we're just alleging that the staging for massive riots, we're alluding to that he's going to be found. They're not going to charge him. And folks,
well, a week ago, and I don't mean to be Bobby Shmurda, but about a week ago, they put the state of emergency on.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, right, exactly. That's the point I'm saying. And all of these cascading things leads one to believe that the fix is already in. That they already know that, you know what, he's not going to get charged. We're not going to trial. He's going to get off scot-free.
Okay, so what happens if he does have to go to trial? That just prolongs the angst, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody knows he did it.
Well, obviously, right, he
did.
Right. Obviously, he did. But if he does go to trial, that's just going to keep the wolves off for the moment. Because at some point in time, these people are saying, you know what, we're going to have an L.A.-style rebellion. That's why we got a state of emergency. That's why, who knows, B, we could get off of this show in 5 minutes, and then they're reading a verdict, and next thing you know, all hell broke loose. And like you said, Rick Ross, it's 100 caskets, because some people are going to lose their lives, probably.
Yeah, but I'm also just... it's just really crazy. You got all this talk about the Klan, and this is like ridiculous, man. Mm-hmm. This whole thing, you know. I mean, as a black man, you know, I'm tired. I'm tired of all this stuff happening to Trayvon's, the Oscar Grants, and you know, all of this. I'm tired of it. But I mean, is there going to be some real change, or is it just going to be tearing up Ferguson? If this police officer is let free. You know, tear up your own stuff again. I mean, I'm just tired of all of it, yo.
Yeah. Well, right now, B, I'm about to keep it all the way 100.
Okay, here we go. Let's go.
All the way 100.
Let's go.
We talking about the Trayvons, the Oscars, and this kid in Ferguson. But every day in the hood, niggas get killed by other niggas. And ain't nobody going up in an uproar over that
shit.
Nobody.
Well, nobody's I know getting mad real
about
here
that
go.
Shit. Nobody's
other
going
niggas to, aren't paid
we keeping it. Okay, we
to
keeping
serve
it.
And protect.
We keeping
I
it.
I understand that part, but I'm just saying that we're going to get in an uproar
you
about some
it,
shit.
You keeping it Bill Cosby style.
Let's get an uproar about
little bit,
that, too.
He is.
Yeah, we keeping it Cosby style.
Let's get an uproar about that, too. Let's get mad about every black person that's killed at the hands of anybody else. If we're gonna get mad about this,
getting that Barkley game going,
I think it's still different. B,
you think it's different?
It's still different. Oh. It's still different.
True.
It's still not that we're expected to kill each other. I'm not saying that at all. But you know, anybody in the hood can get caught up by the police and get taken to jail for anything.
Oh yeah, it happens
it
all
happens,
the time. It
right?
happens all the time.
But to see
so you got
consistently police officers.
So
who
right.
Are,
I gotta
to
ride.
Protect the public.
Gotta ride with Egri. Gotta ride
killing
with Egri.
Killing niggas, B. Not.
Oh, B.
Shooting,
I'm not disagreeing. I'm saying this. I'm 100 on it only because I'm saying that is right. What you're saying. It is 100% right. It's fucked up that these people are being getting killed by people that are getting paid, supposed to be paid to protect us and protect all citizens, except
right.
black people, it seems like.
Well, it sounds like President Barack Obama. Oh, excuse me. I didn't mean to say that. But anyway.
But
that's the same shit.
Oh, B, don't get me started on that midterm shit, my nigga. Then we going next thing you know, it's gonna be political digest.
When's the last time he said something about Ferguson?
Oh, come on, B. When's the last time motherfuckers showed up from the hood to vote in the midterms? Oh,
niggas voted him in. 99% of the black vote.
B, come on, B. Let's go to the next topic.
Niggas that never voted in their lives.
Let's go to the next topic.
But we're not talking about him. We're talking about police officers murdering people.
And I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you 100.
And I agree with you 100. But I'm also saying that if we're gonna get mad about that, we need to be mad about every black person that gets killed senselessly.
Well, I think
I just see it different.
No, I believe
it's wrong. Both of them are wrong.
Both of them are wrong. I'm just saying, yeah, it's different because somebody's getting paid to kill people, in a sense.
Damn.
And the other people they're just doing it, just because.
All right. I'm going to get this nigga Cosby sweater in a minute.
I'm just saying, B. You acting like I'm disagreeing with what's going on in Ferguson.
No,
I'm not disagreeing
at
all, B.
I didn't say that.
I agree 100 that we should be in an uproar about it, but I'm saying we also should be in an uproar about when black people get killed by other black people. We should be in an uproar about that, too.
Yes.
To try to stop some of this shit.
You know what?
It's ridiculous.
You don't think the African Americans is upset about that?
No, they're not.
Really?
Black people look at other black people like fucking roaches, basically. You can kill them and you ain't got to worry about going to jail. How often does it happen that black people kill white people? Very, very, very rarely does that happen.
Black but wait a minute, kill, Curtis. White people kill white people. Spanish kill Spanish.
They do.
Right. I was
going to say
exactly.
They do.
All races kill
I'm saying
each other
that, but
the
I'm
same.
Saying, but, so, do, but do they go up in an uproar about the shit?
Well,
we get up in an uproar about some shit that happens when police kill them, but we ain't going to get an uproar when black people kill them.
B, we get into an uproar.
If Michael Brown had been killed by another black person the same damn way,
I think,
and it was wrong,
okay, I got to interject.
We wouldn't be all upset about this shit.
Hold up, B. I got to interject.
We wouldn't be upset about it.
You got to interject, B, because the problem that is that the police officers again are getting paid.
I agree
not
with that. You
act
like I'm disagreeing.
I'm not disagreeing.
I agree with that.
So
I'm saying it's wrong.
Both are wrong. If Michael Brown gets killed by another cat in the street, I think his parents is upset the same, and his parents
I ain't
want
saying
the
it,
same.
Your family members gonna be mad,
hold
regardless.
Hold up, but
I'm talking
the,
about us.
But they
would we
the,
be talking about it?
We want the same justice.
Would we be talking about it? Though?
We want the same justice.
Would we be talking about it though?
I'm just saying. I mean, are you thinking? So what you saying is, black folks stop running to the camera when a white person kills a black. You know what I'm saying? A white cop kills a black person. Black folks show your don't show your anger. Don't run to the camera. Is that what you're trying to kick off?
B, I just told you I agreed 100%, nigga. Did I disagree?
I
I'm saying be mad about the shit, but I'm saying just as mad as you get about that.
Get mad when a black person kills another fucking black person senselessly.
So I'm saying,
get just as mad about it. Go run to the camera about that shit.
There is no story about that shit.
Exactly. Thank you, my nigga. Thank you very much. That's the fucking problem. So that's not a story.
But
this is.
There's no story when Billy kills Timmy either. There's no story. We don't see it. Maybe blacks kill blacks on a higher scale.
And it's
more scary. It's a more scary picture for the news to show. But, you know, who goes to schools and kill kids? Who shows up at their jobs and shoots 20 people in an office building? You know what I'm saying? But they, you know, they do that, but they also kill themselves, B. And you don't hear about it.
Point I'm trying to say, yo. Exactly. Every culture has some shit with them.
I'm not saying that.
No, but I'm just saying, but the point is that from your lens, you would sort of be like India, where they do honor killings. You know what I'm saying? Throwing acid on girls, killing girls, aborting girls. Just that's something that Indians do, you know, just out of their culture. Is it fucked up? Yeah, it's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Americans is more upset about that than they seem to be in India. You know what I'm saying? So are you coming at Indian cats like, oh, get upset about that shit? Or get upset about that shit? I'm only saying that when you're in a position of authority, that makes the difference.
It does, B.
But that makes the difference in this case.
I'm not disagreeing at all.
And everybody else.
You're coming at me like I'm disagreeing with you.
B, I'm
not
just
disagreeing.
Saying, you sound like cousin.
B, you acting like I'm disagreeing. B, I'm 100 on this shit. I'm 100 agreeing with what's going on. Yes, we should be upset about what happened.
Okay, but you're.
We should be.
But I'm saying we should be just as upset. But hold up. In a way, you seem to be intimating like you asking African Americans to somehow gin up the media version of Ferguson for black-on-black crime.
Yes.
And African-Americans don't control the media like that. Nope. The African-Americans ain't making NBC and CNN and Fox and them
I'm saying they should be upset about it. They're not going to gin up the press about it.
African-Americans are upset about that shit.
They would not be rioting in Ferguson if he had got killed by a black person. They would not.
And you don't think that cameras and the ginning that shit up on the news every night got something to do with that shit? That's in the same way that white folks didn't give a fuck about the civil rights movement, even though King and them been marching for 10 years prior until the cameras showed up.
Let me ask Kurt.
Let
me ask Curtis a straight up question. Okay. A very straight up question. Do you equate a police officer killing a black youth to a black youth killing a black youth?
No,
is it
I don't.
The same thing to you?
It's not the same thing.
Then, all right.
It's not the same thing, but I'm saying you should be just as upset because a black life is lost regardless.
And I'm saying that people in the community are upset about that. But the only difference is that you don't have cameras running down there on every time there's a black on black shooting, because there's so many of them. It's not really news like that. That don't mean the community is not upset. I got to challenge you on that, nigga.
B, there you go. There you go. You're making my point for me, sir.
Word?
Yes, you are.
Now, again, so you saying somehow we got to get the somehow we got to be outraged enough to get the cameras down.
No, we ain't got to get the cameras down. To fuck the cameras.
Oh, because the cameras got everything to do with this.
I'm saying you should be upset about it. You should be just as mad about it, regardless.
I believe that
niggas should be all on Twitter, all on everywhere, talking about, oh, if Michael Brown got killed by another black person, we need to stop this. This is crazy. This black on black crime needs to stop. They need to be ginning up all that shit over that.
But that's just taking attention away from a paid official.
That's what I'm trying.
B, I'm not taking
killing a black.
You're acting
kid.
Like I'm disagreeing with you. I agree this is fucked up. Cops killing black people is fucked up, B. It is, because they're, like you said, they're getting paid, and this is fucked up. But I'm also saying it's also just as fucked up when a black person kills a black person. It's still a life lost, regardless of how it was lost. It's still lost senselessly.
Curtis, I think you're just making the wrong assumption to think that African Americans in each community that happens aren't upset about that, and that certain officials, whether it be police chiefs or just the block person, the head of the block neighborhood watch, isn't being held responsible, or somebody trying to be held responsible for the high number of African Americans killing themselves. I think you would be wrong in that. Just because it happened, Curtis, just because the high rate of black-on-black crime happened doesn't mean the community and each and every African-American community is not upset about that. I think you would be wrong.
And let's just say, there are community organizations that do stand up for this stuff, but they are not, as King Killer said, CBS, NBC, and the rest of them are not going to go throw a camera in the, 100 men from Detroit or whatever it was.
Exactly.
And all these other places. They're not going to put the camera in them dudes' face and say, well, how are you stopping the black crime? They don't care.
The media is just about sensation. Has a camera in their hands.
I got a cell phone.
Put it on YouTube.
Put it on Facebook. Exactly. There you go.
And they
you can make a noise all about it. You can make as much noise as you want
own. I gotta admit, I think you cause on this one, B. I think you cause on the fact that you are really intimating that African Americans are not upset about the type of crime in their neighborhood. When we had Chris Lehman and his wife on the show, they talked about how niggas talk that gang shit and how that gang shit is 100% real and people have lost and people they've known have lost their lives. They wasn't joking about that shit. They live in that community and they are upset about that.
You put me in a box, B. You trying to act like
really?
You put me in a Cos box.
Damn right, because you sound like Cos with that shit.
How am I in the Cos box when I'm agreeing
Swerving.
With the fact that
help
Michael Brown got killed by a cop is wrong?
Swerving.
Completely wrong. I'm 100 down with that.
Swerving. Please.
My only point is we need to be just as upset whenever a black person kills a black person. Everybody needs to talk about that.
And African Americans do that. We do that. Swerving, help me out.
It's on a small scale, though.
I'm trying to find a crack.
It's on a small scale, B. It's on a very small scale.
It's on a small scale only because, Curtis, the media is not going to jump in a black man's face and say, how do you feel
about
the black
there? I really don't care about the media being there. I'm saying we should be just as upset.
B, the media
is... Elton, hey. How do you show that you're upset when you... I mean, Facebook is only... Okay, let's just say you have 200 friends on Facebook and you put a daggone piece on there about how upset you are about black-on-black crime. Okay, so you got 200 people looking at that. Your shit is not... I mean, and you know, everything doesn't go viral, Curtis. You know what I'm saying? When something goes viral, it's usually something that's fucking stupid. They're not going to put nothing serious on there. They show babies getting licked in the face by a dog or some bullshit. They're not going to put that kind of
crime. And like I said, you guys are making my point. That's how fucked up it is. Black on black crime is not that important
as
a cop killing a black person is more important than a white cop killing a black person is more important than a black person killing a black person. That's why black crime continues because nobody really makes a spotlight about it.
But Curtis,
it's the person that murdered is what's more important. Not the person that is killed. It's the person that commits the crime. A cop has no business killing.
And I agree 100%.
But to me, the way you qualify your agreeing is saying that all this, what we're talking about now, Ferguson, is because it's in the media. Okay? And I'm going to say it once. I'm going to say it a million times. I believe that there are plenty of African Americans who live in these communities, in our community. You know what I'm saying? You live in Prince George's County. It's plenty of cats who care about that issue. Again, is that going to lead the nightly news every night? Of course not. So you cannot blame African Americans for something they don't control. You can't do it. I think I find that utterly ridiculous, my nigga, that you're going to say African Americans need to be so totally outraged that we need to make this a number one priority. And there are people and plenty of African Americans who do that. But are they going to are they going to get the nightly news and have that shit lead it in big lights? Of course not. They can't. They don't control that shit.
They could.
Oh, really?
They could if they made it a crusade, like they make other things a crusade.
Free so-and-so.
Right, exactly. You could do it if they actually made this into something.
The black community does,
bruh. I'm not saying that the black community doesn't. I'm saying it's not as big a deal.
It's not a big a deal. Then, Curtis, it's not the loss of life that we're talking about here. Everybody agrees that the loss of life is fucked up, whether it's a cop, somebody hit by a car from a drunk driver, a drug deal going bad. The loss of life in those kind of situations is fucked up, okay? We agree on that. That's where we agree. But when you have a goddamn police officer killing niggas on a train platform, shooting up a nigga 50 whatever times when he wasn't doing nothing, get ready to get married the next day. This is the shit we're talking about.
Yeah, I understand. Exactly. You acting like I'm disagreeing with all of that.
Listen, this is, we're not saying that you're disagreeing with that. Well, you do agree with that. But what you're doing, whether you know it or not, is you're putting a diversion in there that ain't got nothing to do with a cop killing a black
youth. That's that car shit.
I'm not trying to create a diversion. If I'm creating a diversion, as you say, then I apologize for that. This is a separate issue. This is a separate issue that I'm talking about. You're putting them together. You're putting them, what my friend back here is doing is putting them together like I'm putting them together. Like I'm saying, this is just the same as that. It's not the same, but we should be just as upset. It's not the same thing, but why are we not upset about when black people kill another black person? When it's a murder, a murder is a murder. So if you're going to be mad about the white cop killing him and he's been murdered, so if a black person had killed him and he was murdered, why are we not upset about it? Why are we not as upset and making a big deal about it? That's my only point. And, that's my only point. I didn't try to go off into a whole nother 30-minute show about this shit.
And I repeat, just because you don't know about it, that don't mean people aren't upset about that. Just don't know about that, my nigga. There's plenty of people and communities who are dealing with this on a day in and day out basis.
And I'm thanking you. I mean, you keep making my point for me. Because black on black crime is not that as important
Hold up. Because you don't hear about it, don't make it important.
It's not as important. I'm saying it's not as important.
Reason why you're hearing about this is because of the media.
Thank you.
Period. So I don't see no movement in your point, my nigga. You still keep talking about importance and black people making it a crusade. We do that.
It's not on that scale.
Shit, nigga, this scale you talk about is the media. You got to qualify scale.
That's not on that scale, B.
Shit, what you talking about is media. That's the only scale you measuring this by, because you cannot be measuring this by common sense by any other stretch of imagination. It's the media involvement and how everybody's getting ginned up, the National Guard and all of this shit involved. It's media.
I understand all of that, B. My only point was that we don't get just as upset about when black-on-black crime happens.
I gotta admit, yo, I'm getting...
As a whole, we don't get upset about that. Because it happens. It happens too often.
Because this is going.
That's real.
It happens way too often. It happens way too often.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to agree to disagree.
No doubt. Actually, we probably burnt up all the time on the digest. I'm going to save the other topics. Because right now I'm done. I'm done because I'm serious, I can't believe that I'm having this conversation with G and we that far apart.
We're not that far apart, B. You're putting us that far apart.
Really?
Seriously. You're putting us
apart.
We are 100 on everything that you're saying. We are 100 on it.
I'm asking you to qualify. B, you're
driving a wedge in there. You're the one that's driving the wedge.
I am?
You're the one that's driving the wedge.
Okay, swerving.
You're not separating. B, your problem right now is you're not separating the two. You're putting them together and mixing it all in a bowl. I'm not mixing them. I got them completely separated. As two separate entities. Every time I mention this and then I mention that,
okay,
you put
I'm
them together like
question.
I'm talking like one's worse. One, like I'm I, saying that
I'm, ask you one
I'm
question.
Being on a Cosby level.
I'm going to ask you one question. Qualify. I'm just asking you to try the best of your ability is to qualify about us African-Americans or whoever not being upset about everyday African-American, black on black, whatever you want to say. Qualify that.
Only qualification I got for it is it happens too often, and we don't get as upset about it.
So let me qualify the reason why I put you in that Cos box, because despite the fact that there are African Americans in every community who are upset about that and are working very hard for that not to happen, the reason why I put you in that Cos shit because the improbability of you saying until it stops, that's the reason why we're not doing good.
Stop. It's never going to stop, B.
Okay, but that's the reason why I put you in that cosbox.
But you could slow it down if you actually had this type of upset people getting mad about it. I'm done, B. I'm done. Because like I said, we're just going to go around in circles because I can't understand how you're not separating back here, B. You're putting it all together in one box. I'm not putting it in one box. I'm making one entity.
I'm going to let Swervin try to get the last word on this. Between us two, Swervin, you break it down as far as you can see it.
Well, I have broken it down completely. And again, I say, anytime a life is lost on some bullshit, it's fucked up.
And that's anytime. My point. Anytime a life is lost on some bullshit.
But there are situations like a drunk driver. There are situations like someone killing a kid. And right with those is a cop killing people. B, we don't see white people run into the news when white people kill white people. It happens. Spanish people kill Spanish people. They don't run to the news. Black people kill black people. It happens. But when you have somebody who is sworn into uphold the law, not take the law in their own hands or anything like that, but uphold the law.
Right.
Doing stuff like that, then, I mean, you got to look at that as a special case, B.
I'm not saying it's not a special case.
But I know, but you're
but
B, you're taking flour and mixing baking soda.
See, there you go. Thank you very much. See, you're doing the exact same thing that he's doing.
Oh, word!
It's two
you're doing it. You're mixing them together. I'm not mixing them. I brought it up, but I'm not mixing them. I brought it up thinking it was just going to be a quick word from me, and that was it. It was me making it a separate thing. You guys act like I mixed them together into one thing.
Because you can't separate. You know
why can't you separate them?
Because you're using one. And trying to separate it from the other, you can't do that because
it's two separate things.
Because it's one
is
you're
one is an official authoritative figure killing
and,
someone.
Let me tell you where the reason why that you're wrong on this is because it's other people's reaction to this that's making this you seem the way it is. It's the news media and maybe white folks or others. It's their reaction to the event. Okay, it's not just African-Americans' reaction. You may say, oh, African-Americans are rioting because of this, or African-Americans, why don't they riot every time a black kid gets killed? That's other people's perception. That's where you're wrong on this. You basing this on other people's reactions. Okay,
I'm not saying other people. I'm saying us as black people.
Well, B, you still haven't explained. That's the way I see it. You just accused Igri of the same shit I'm doing. Igri totally separated the shit.
No, he did not. He just said mixing. You just did. Igri, did you not say you're mixing like flour? Didn't you just say mixing? I'm not mixing. I'm not mixing, B.
Brought that part of the conversation,
and when I immediately brought it up, I brought it up as a separate thing, saying we should be just as upset about that. And that I thought we was going to move on to the next topic right after that. You guys immediately thought I mixed the two together and jumped all in this. That was something totally separate. As a we should be just as upset about that as we're getting upset about this. It's my only point, and that should have been done with this. We should have been moving on to the next topic. But you guys thinking automatically I mixed the two together. I'm on some Cosby shit. And I'm like, where the fuck is this coming from? I'm not upset. I'm mad because we don't get as mad about it because it doesn't seem that way. It doesn't seem that way, B, because it's been happening too long. And none of the community leaders from all over the world don't go running down to such and such a place whenever somebody gets killed by another black person. It doesn't happen that way. We don't get that together. All the preachers and everybody don't go running down there for that. It does not happen that way. We can say the community leaders in that community, of course, they get together and talk about it. Yes, they do. But then it's over. That may last one or two days, and then it's over. The family grieves for however long they grieve, and then that's it. But that shit is not a big deal for as long as it should be in my mind. It should be big. Every life lost should be a big deal. If they murdered senselessly just like this, it makes no sense.
The news would only have, there would never be anything.
But you guys talking news. You guys are talking news. News would come if you made everything a big, big deal. They're going to show up because they're going to wonder why are you doing that.
First of all, it is a big deal. And number two, the news is not going to show up there. Because Earth Swervin already gave you examples of movement that we talked about on this show that never got covered. Okay?
And then
let me repeat.
Those movements are happening, but then they stop because there's no real,
well, first
there's
of
no
all,
real conviction,
you know,
behind them.
But you know what?
You need conviction with those movements.
I guarantee you, you don't know if that situation, that 100-man movement in Detroit has stopped. You don't know because the media ain't covering that. And unless you there, that just makes them, each local community has to take care of that. Again, let me repeat. I think the part that you're not seeing is that you're looking at other people's reaction. You're looking at the news saying, God, you know, these African Americans are really making a big deal out of every single solitary murder. We're
going to
cover that.
I don't care. I'm not talking about the news. My point is our reaction as far as black people's reaction to things. I'm being singular in this. Black people's reactions about this. I don't care about white people's reactions, news reactions.
That's cause.
I'm talking about black people's reactions to what's going on.
That's cause, my nigga.
We should be just as upset about it.
And that's cause right there, my nigga, because you're just intimating that black folks ain't upset about that.
No, I'm not saying, I'm saying we should be just as upset.
And you can't qualify it.
The community leaders are mad about it for that moment.
And
just like anything, and you move right on.
Because the media don't go down there. Because we ain't kicking up enough dust, we ain't doing enough. That's that cause shit, my nigga.
That community is mad about it for whatever, how long about it is, and then they move on. It's what I'm talking about. If you made a big deal, my only point is if you made a big deal about it and continued to make a big deal about it every time there's a murder happening by another black person on a black person, this would slow down because there'd be too much of a spotlight on it.
Shit, that's that car.
I'm saying
shit,
it would slow down.
No, it wouldn't. That's that car shit. But I digress. Wow. Anyway, I'm done. Hip hop digest.
We didn't talk
I'm
about
out.
A lick of hip hop.
None.
I'm done.
We didn't talk about no hip hop. I'm really about to erase the whole fucking show because this ain't got nothing to do with hip hop digest.
We ain't erasing the show. We posting this shit.
This ain't got shit to do with hip hop digest. This makes no fucking sense.
We posting this shit,
son. It does make sense.
Because it doesn't make sense because y'all turned this into a big ass deal and all I waking up was a separate topic and y'all mixed this shit into one.
Because
you
guys
mixed it up.
Because your topic was so outlandish, my nigga. I can't.
That's outlandish?
That shit is outlandish.
Then that's the problem with our fucking community right now, nigga, is that you said that's outlandish. That a black person kill another black person means absolutely nothing compared to what a white person kills a black person. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me? Nigga, I would be just as mad if a white person came out and killed you or a black person. I'd be just as fucking mad about it.
Yeah, but G, the point is that, let me repeat this again.
You're
trying to qualify other people's perception.
You're making it outlandish.
For you to act like African Americans aren't upset about this shit is preposterous.
You're the one that's preposterous when you're telling me that. I'm saying that they're not getting upset. I'm saying they're not getting as upset. You get a small community of people mad about it, and then they move on and go their separate ways after that. That's it.
But swerving, all communities do that. White folks do it. Indian, Spanish, don't matter.
I don't care about none of them other people. I'm talking about us. I'm making it. I made this a separate issue, and y'all mixed this into one, which made absolutely no sense to me.
You mixing this shit?
No, how am I mixing it? You guys are the one mixed it.
You mixing
to me,
this shit?
This
because
subject, like I just said earlier, B. How could I have been mixing this when I said this after the topic was over? I said we should be just as upset about black people killing black people as we are when a white person kills a black person, and that was it for me. I was done. Y'all mixed and jumped all into this shit, like I just said, fucking something crazy. Y'all, I'm like, what? That crazy? That we shouldn't be upset about black people killing black people? We shouldn't be upset about that? That's outlandish?
And you didn't accept that.
Crazy?
And you didn't accept the fact that me and Swervin said that we are upset about that. But that's not going to make national headline news every night. And you said, until we make national headline news every night, that's a failure amongst African Americans.
I did not say that.
That's the way you intimated.
You're going to listen to the show when I did not say that.
Swervin, am I incorrect in my assumptions?
You're assuming. Thank you very much. You know what happens when you assume things.
Oh, okay. Swervin, help me out here.
You're assuming.
This is the greatest hip-hop digest show ever.
I swear to y'all, I want to erase this whole fucking shit. Because it has nothing to do.
Nothing
to do with the hip-hop digest show.
Swervin.
This is us going off on some tangent over something that should have never happened.
It has hip-hop feelings in it.
Sure. This is something that should have never happened.
I just need you to do one thing.
Okay.
Okay, Swervin. I just need you, because again, you the third person in this, that you need to, again, try to explain to Curtis
I gotta go to work.
All right, let me give you an analogy, Curtis.
I gotta go to work, B. I gotta go to work, my nigga. I gotta go to work, B. Go ahead and get your analogy. I got to go to work, B. Seriously, because this shit is like makes no sense.
May I? You're taking my seconds away. This is like you about to get your ass beat from your mom for breaking a lamp, right? But you want to talk about how people stay outside too late. It just doesn't relate, Kurt. It doesn't relate. You sound like, honestly, you sound like one of them white folks saying, y'all need to be worried about something else or this, that, and the other and not worry about this other shit. So, because it's two separate conversations.
So anyway, he's out, man. He ain't here. He's out. I'm going to save this.
You'll hear it on the show when he listens.
You know what I mean? I'm going to save it. So, you know.
I really don't want to talk about it anymore with him not speaking on it because then it becomes unfair.
Yeah, no doubt. So
my last word on it is that Curtis brought that up and that sounds like a typical diversion. And I don't think he meant to do it on purpose, but it was a diversion. And I think the listeners are going to have to pick it out and see for themselves. But it's all tragic. But in his defense, it's all tragic, but it's two separate things.
That's what's up.